In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we listen to the first reading.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the just, and boasts that God is his Father. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, he will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him." These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them, and they knew not the hidden counsels of God. Neither did they count on a recompense of holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. The word of the Lord.
The response is, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He watches over all his bones. Not one of them shall be broken. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea, but because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish feast of the tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly." And they say nothing to him. Could authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and you also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I have a good laugh when listening to the first reading. So in the view of the world, we are obnoxious, brothers and sisters. Why? Because we profess of the one true God. We worship the God who created heaven and earth, the one who gives us salvation, eternal life, and therefore We don't make for ourselves a molten calf of money, a molten calf of addiction, a molten calf of pleasure, and so on. Well, but if we have been building for ourselves one lately, it is good to go back to the Lord and be obnoxious again. We are obnoxious because our lives are not like the others. The first reading say, we style ourselves as God's beloved children. And what does it mean? Because our goal is to become a saint and to go to heaven. And therefore, we prioritize things in life differently. We behave differently like Jesus have taught. Love God, neighbor, even love our enemies. We react peacefully to things happen around us because Jesus says, have peace in me. And therefore we run to him in prayer since he asks us, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. And hopefully we are doing that. And the world, they even say we are obnoxious because we boast that God is our Father. And as a good father, he will take care of his children. The world might ask, well, if God is your Father, why he allows suffering in your life? Well, human suffering enter the world due to the effects of original sin. So God doesn't cause the suffering, but he permits it to happen in our lives. What, you might ask? Loving and allowing suffering? Yes, he permits suffering to keep us from a greater suffering later, to preserve us for a greater good. Think about a dad stopping his child from going to play in the crowd in the midst of COVID-19. Does the father love his child? Yes. So why he makes his child cry and suffer from not being able to play with others freely today? Well, because the father wants to keep the child from a greater suffering. So brothers and sisters in Christ, be obnoxious for a good cause today. And we are suffering? Well, according to the psalm saying, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. A lot of suffering lately? Yes. But knowing that the Lord is close to us. So say a prayer that the Lord will give us comfort. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.